about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Boy, what a weekend. That was a very, very busy weekend, especially with football. Weren't those games just awesome? Oh, my gosh. I know I called the Ravens. I knew the Patriots. My family loves the Patriots, but I had to call the Ravens because of the whole groin injury on the NFL injury report, and they would have won if there wasn't that kickoff issue. But they could have gone into overtime. It could have gone the other way. Giants, I did get it right on this one, but I got to tell you, it was close. The 49ers played amazing. That must be horrible. You know, when they were saying the Giants are going to the Super Bowl and everybody's just happy, you know, to be on the 49ers after playing like that and going into overtime must have been exhausting. You know, I got to tell you, when they say there's no second place, you know, no room for second place, they mean it. They mean it. That is tough. And honestly, the 49ers had an amazing season. The Ravens did too. So, good for them involved. It's going to be some great football in a couple weeks. Can't wait. I love football food. You know, I'm on Facebook. We're Facebooking and tweeting each other as we're all watching the game. It's amazing to do that, by the way. You know, you're watching the game, but you kind of have your Facebook on. And there was one real stupid commercial, that Egg McMuffin commercial, right? This is the Egg McMuffin of all. It was the Egg McMuffin of all stupid commercials. I didn't like that commercial at all. But I love watching the Super Bowl commercials. And, you know, you're just kind of tweeting and Facebooking as you go. And it's almost like you're watching the game with people all over the country. It's really cool. It was cool. So it was great. It was a great Sunday. I also watched the movie Red Tails. Great movie. Red Tails was about the Tuskegee Airmen during World War II. Just a phenomenal movie. I thought that was excellent. I actually enjoyed it more than Pearl Harbor. It was a very good movie. So two thumbs up for me. But good weekend. And then, you know, the South Carolina primary. I mean, that was just, you know, I mean, I knew Newt Gingrich was going to be, you know, gaining in the polls. I knew there was going to be, you know, a little bit of a fight. I didn't realize it was going to be like that. I mean, they called the race. Well, that was another thing that confused a lot of people. 1% of the precincts reporting, and they called it for Newt. And people were confused. They're like, wait a second, I don't get it. Mitt Romney's ahead with 27% of the vote. How are they calling it for Newt after only 1%? Well, apparently CNN do these exit polls. And from what I understand is they get the results. They got the results earlier than they were being inputted. And so that's how they could say, look, we know where we're at. And the fact that they called it so early, I mean, people were having parties. People were, I guess, having caucus parties Saturday night. I wasn't because it was my kid's swim banquet. And I got to tell you about that. That was really cool because Jason Lezak, you know, from the Olympic team and the Olympic relay team, the one that, you know, pulled ahead of France in that relay in 2008 in Beijing. Beautiful move. Yeah, so we got to meet him. Great guy. And he spoke at the children's swim team. It was great. It was a great night. Anyway, so I wasn't going to caucus party. But before I left, at about 5, 6 o'clock, we already knew Gingrich won. But, I mean, wow, by 12 points. By 12 percentage points. I wasn't expecting that. You know, and we were talking about this in the previous hour. I think Mitt Romney did a big mistake today by immediately going, okay, you can have my tax returns. You can have my tax returns. Fine. I'm releasing them, and I'm also releasing my preliminary tax returns for 2011. No, it's looking like he's panicking, and that was probably the most wrong thing he could have done. He should have probably just stayed on his course. He already told everybody that, you know, he paid at the 15% tax mark because of capital gains, et cetera. You know, he'll release them later. But for him to, the day after the caucus, the next working day, to almost frantically look like he's going to release his records shows a sign of him faltering. And we don't want that. Okay, we don't want that in a candidate. We want to see calm, cool, collected. Remember, it's all voter psychology. It's, you know, and here's Newt. You know, I mean, Newt looks smug. He's got to get that smug look off. He has a smug look, whether he does means to do it or not. Just like I was talking about with Ron Paul. Ron Paul kind of has a frown, and he doesn't mean to. It's just I think he's so Botoxed up in his forehead and his eyebrows are so high that it's such a contrast to the lower part of his mouth that I don't think he's frowning. I don't think he's a grumpy old man by any means. He really doesn't look grumpy. And I've called him grumpy because of the way he cosmetically looks. And I should probably retract that. But again, it's the look. But what was interesting is something we talked about earlier in the show is Mitt Romney is 64 years old, only a few years younger than Newt Gingrich. Yet people look at Newt and they call him the old guy. Yet Mitt Romney's just a couple years younger. Looks damn good, though. He looks good. And then Rick Santorum, who we've been calling a kid, he's 53. Rick Santorum is 53. He's not a kid, but he looks really good. Well, you know what? Looking younger probably to these other guys. But, wow, I told my husband he better look as good as Mitt Romney later. I mean, wow, that's amazing. But you know what? They have the tans. They have the Botox. They have... You know, but in Romney's defense, he must be exhausted. I mean, he has been campaigning. He campaigned in 2008. He's been campaigning now. One of the first ones to enter the race. And absolutely exhausted. Comes from a high. He's trying to ride the New Hampshire wave. Right? Gets Iowa taken away from him because they say really Santorum won. And then he gets slammed in South Carolina. All right. If I were him, I would be probably a little shaky also. I would probably be exhausted. Knowing me, I'd probably cry a little bit in frustration and exhaustion. But then you know what? I'd have my good cry, you know, because I sometimes every now and then I need a little cry. Oh, my ratings of the Dr. Dahlia show are down. You know, you have to cry. Then you brush yourself off and go at it. So I hope he takes a day off to regroup because it's still not over. You know, I mean, Newt is now riding this wave, and it's going to be a fascinating race. I'm getting exhausted just watching it. I'm sure you all are getting exhausted hearing about it. All right, when we come back, magic mushrooms may help depression, and actual marijuana going to possibly hit the pharmaceutical market in a spray form. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty, nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. I am now looking at the hearse that carried John F. Kennedy's body to Air Force One following his assassination in Dallas. And the reason why I'm looking at the picture of this, it was white, because it just sold at an auction in Scottsdale, Arizona for $160,000. This is a Cadillac hearse that, is it hearse or hearse? Yeah, pronounce it hearse, that carried JFK after he was assassinated to Air Force One. Now, this $160,000 auction, it doesn't include fees. I guess there's fees paid to the auction company. That's usually an extra 10%. They say Stephen Tebow, a Colorado commercial real estate developer, purchased the hearse at an auction firm, Barrett Jackson's annual Scottsdale Collector Car Auction. Tebow said the vehicle will become part of his roughly 400 vehicle collection, which already includes a custom Rolls-Royce limousine once owned by John Lennon, and a Jeep that Frank Sinatra has driven on his private ranch. Well, this guy must have money. They say ultimately the hearse will be put on display for the public, but that could be several years from now. Now, they say a hearse like this would ordinarily be worth $40,000 if not for its connection to the Kennedy assassination. Well, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. All right. They say the price paid for the hearse was surprisingly close to that paid last year for an ambulance that was possibly connected to the Kennedy assassination. Now, I don't see why an ambulance was connected, because didn't, when Kennedy get shot, didn't they drive him from the car straight to the hospital? That's what I understood. I didn't think there was an ambulance involved. They said the ambulance sold at last year's Barrett Jackson auction was said to have carried JFK's body after it arrived at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland. But they cast doubt on that. It did sell for $132,000. Wow. Wow. Just, I mean, amazing when you look at that. Oh, gosh, what a creepy time. You know, I was just in Dallas for one of the radio meetings in October. And, you know, I told my husband, you know, look, I'd like to kind of go, you know, down the street and see the area, you know, at which, you know, JFK, tragically was shot. And we didn't realize we were standing right there. There's actually X's on the street where the bullets hit. And it's a very small street. It was a very small stretch, of street he was on. And the building, Lee Harvey Oswald was in, that you could actually go into that building. It's called the, it's like a book repository. And it was up on the sixth floor where he was at. Now the trees are completely grown. But before, there were no trees, and it was a very short distance, obviously, from the street. The building was right there on the street. And so you could see the ease at which he had to do the shooting. And he just hid behind some boxes of books, and then, of course, he tried to flee. And it's, you know, so if you've never seen that in Dallas or ever been, I really urge you to do that. And then, of course, they have the museum up there, the JFK Museum. And so you get to see the old cameras, and you get to see, you know, a lot of the old footage. Just really frightening, and just kind of sends, you know, shivers up your spine. But still, you know, selling the hearse for $160,000, and you're looking at this, you're like, whoa. So it definitely brings back memories of what we saw, you know, in the videos. Okay. All right. So let's go to magic mushrooms. Okay. Here we are. All right. Psilocybin, the active ingredient in so-called magic mushrooms, may actually help people with depression based on two studies. This isn't the first time they studied this, but here's two more studies that suggest the drug could decrease depression in people. This was published today in the Proceedings of the Natural Academy of Sciences, where 30 healthy volunteers, of course they volunteered, took the psilocybin IV intravenously and had their brains observed with MRIs. Activity in the medial prefrontal cortex, which is hyperactive in depression, was consistently lowered, all right, according to the researcher David Nutt and Robert Carhart-Harris. Yeah, that's the name, David Nutt, N-U-T-T. A second study to be published in January 26 in the British Journal of Psychology was conducted by the same researchers, found that the psilocybin in mushrooms enhanced volunteers' recollections of positive personal memories. Well, of course it did, compared with placebo. It's magic mushrooms. Our findings support the idea that psilocybin facilitates access to personal memories and emotions. This effect needs to be investigated further, as it suggests that used in combination with psychotherapy, psilocybin might help people recall positive events and reverse pessimistic mindsets. I guess. All right, so magic mushrooms and shrooms, they say, have been used for centuries in healing ceremonies and were employed extensively in psychotherapy in the 1950s. The fungi of the mushroom, favored by former Harvard University psychologist Tim Leary, they said, who founded the Harvard Psilocybin Project, are typically eaten, but can also be dried or smoked and made into a tea. All right. Now, of course, these are these mushrooms are Schedule I substance, okay? Not anything you should all go out and run and do. But, you know, I mean, drugs and depression, it's going to probably happen, especially if it's cheaper than the pharmaceuticals. You know, I mean, we know where healthcare is going. Now, today in the news, they are almost at the point where the FDA is going to approve this. Okay, I guess the FDA still has to approve it. But they're the final stages, right, of this drug made out of real marijuana. Now, the other products that are on the market, like Marinol, is synthetic THC. Okay, so it's synthetic marijuana. So this is the first product of its kind that is actually made with real marijuana components, Delta 9 THC and cannabidiol, cannabis, cannabidiol, if I'm pronouncing it right. All right. And what they want to do is they want to make it a spray and use it for people that have cancer. Now, we know people with cancer and HIV need stimulants to eat, and marijuana has been shown to help that. And that's why Marinol made it on the market in the 80s. Was it the 80s, I believe? Yeah, I think it was mid-80s. But in this particular case, this would be an actual spray, and you inhale it. And then it would supposedly help with pain. So basically what they're doing is they're making medicinal marijuana in spray form. Real marijuana with the real Delta 9 THC. And so where is this going to go? Well, right now it's been approved in the UK, from what I understand. I mean, you can't, I don't think you could possess marijuana, but from what I understand, I think this has been approved in, oh, I'm sorry, Canada, New Zealand, and 8 European countries, but in a different usage for multiple sclerosis. So we'll see what happens if the FDA approves this, but then we're going to have an actual, it's going to be the first of its kind on the market that deals with true marijuana. So interesting stuff, guys. Interesting stuff. Okay, let me see what else we got. I know we got some cool stuff. All right. Now, Loma Linda. I didn't realize this, but Loma Linda is supposed to be one of the healthiest towns out there. All right. Now, Loma Linda is east of Los Angeles in California. Loma Linda University, you guys have heard, okay? They say the California town Loma Linda, a center of Seventh-day Adventist Church, okay, is now up in arms. Now, do you want to know why they're having a cow? They're having a cow because McDonald's wants to come in. Now, they consider themselves one of the healthiest towns in the world with some of the longest-living residents. Many church members believe maintaining a healthy lifestyle is a religious obligation. Many are vegetarians, and they don't want McDonald's coming in. Smoking has been banned in Loma Linda, and alcohol is not sold within city limits. I didn't know that. So McDonald's received permission from the town council to build a store in Loma Linda. Town leaders apparently now has huge backlash from their constituents. Ooh, someone's going to lose their job. All right. Apparently, they are now organizing residents a petition that would limit the number of fast food restaurants allowed in the town of 2,300. It's a beautiful town. All right, they say, plus every councilman is elected official, a threat that anyone who supports McDonald's could be booted from office. Whoa. Oh, boy. Okay, you know, here's my thing with McDonald's, okay? All right, when I used to drive Vegas to Reno, and it was a very, very tough drive, 7 hours, as long as I only stopped once or twice to pee, there's a McDonald's in Tonopah, Nevada, right? There's hardly anything to see, right, during the day or night. But that one McDonald's was basically the only place I could really stop and get food. Okay. And so I have a little place in my heart for McDonald's. I really do. Okay. I do. That one little place in my heart for that. And so, yes, we should be eating healthier. We should be cooking our foods. I agree. You know, but for a whole town to kick McDonald's out and not let McDonald's come in, that doesn't seem like it's allowing private enterprise, does it? What they should do, see, I don't like laws preventing companies, you know, from just trying to open up and be a company. What they should do then is let McDonald's open up. And, I mean, if it's really a town of healthy people, what do they have to fear? All right, then these people don't go. I mean, if all 23,000 people in that city, right, if all 23,000 people really don't want McDonald's, well, then they won't frequent it, and the McDonald's will go bankrupt. You see? But, you see, they have laws where, I mean, I don't know if they have laws, but they don't sell alcohol, right? There's no smoking. It's banned. I mean, so if somebody really wants to smoke or drink alcohol, they'll go outside. Do they think that the McDonald's will be a temptation? Do they think people that live there are tempted? You think people that live there, they already kind of know the rules, and they're with it. Maybe some people aren't with it. Maybe people want to live in a free country. So I say let the McDonald's come in. Let the McDonald's come in and see what happens. Okay, the market will dictate. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for networking the show. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. All right, so there's a woman who spent 900 days, no, not climbing Mount Everest, no, not touring Europe, no, spent 900 days sitting on a toilet. We're talking continuously. Now, this 58-year-old woman, I believe from Singapore, okay, could not be taken off the toilet. I mean, she did not want to move because she said she felt a force holding her down every time she tried to get up. So in the 2.5 years, she was confined to the, okay, now this is interesting. I think she did get up. I just saw this. Okay. She's claiming she was on the toilet for 900 days. She spent 900 days in the bathroom, took a shower only 18 times, but basically sat on the toilet naked. Her husband fed her, brought her food, brought her water. And I guess, you know, after 2.5 years, the husband had enough and he called the police to come in and forced his wife to go into a mental institute. Now, why did the husband wait 2.5 years? Really? He put up with this 2.5 years? She said, I didn't understand what was happening. I only felt all the sensations which prevented me from standing or leaving the bathroom. So she would yell at her husband anytime he tried to move her, and she basically sat on the toilet. And he had to bring food to her, only 18 showers in 900 days. That is 2.5 years. That is some scary stuff. Absolutely scary stuff. Okay, what's this? A 44-year-old Russian pilot suffered heart failure in the cockpit while traveling from Bangkok to a region in Siberia. 44 years old, sustained a heart attack, and died despite all attempts of resuscitation. Hopefully there was another pilot. Right, apparently, Uraliniform.ru reported that even though there was a cardiologist present among the passengers, the pilot cannot be revived. That must have been a big, massive coronary. The flight's captain tried to make an emergency landing in the Chinese city of Chengdu, but aborted his plans when the pilot breathed his last before he could land. The pilot who passed away was actually flying as a reserve pilot, ready to replace a crew member in case anyone fell. Okay, so there obviously had to be somebody else. Okay, all right, very interesting stuff. Oh, gosh, I tell you, that scares me, you know? You know, we still forget that, you know, being in your 40s is not an easy time. Not at all. Not at all. All right, another thing kind of scary is, you know, we all know Governor Mike Huckabee, right? Well, his cousin was murdered. We just found out today that his cousin was murdered, and I believe, and I'm looking up the source right now, I believe it's from the cousin's wife's ex-husband. They say authorities in Arkansas right now are searching for a suspect wanted in a homicide and kidnapping case involving a distant relative of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Police issued arrest for Donald Hucks after investigators found the body of Sandy Carl Huckabee at his home in Arkadelphia, which is about 70 miles southwest of Little Rock. All right. Apparently, Sandy Huckabee's father was a first cousin of former presidential hopeful Mike Huckabee's father. So that probably makes them third cousins, right? Apparently, Hucks abducted his ex-wife, Amy, and their three children in Arkadelphia before he drove to El Dorado, which is 80 miles away. He dropped the children off somewhere in southern Arkansas. Kids are okay, they say. And then they still haven't found the wife. So the wife has been kidnapped still. They haven't found the wife, but they're looking for this Donald Hucks, who is the ex-husband of Mr. Sandy Carl Huckabee's wife. Oh, my gosh. That's got to be horrible. Just horrible. You know, all right. Is there any good news anywhere? Well, we talked about Aretha Franklin. Yeah, Aretha Franklin is not going to get married after all. I know that stinks. That stinks. We talked about this today, Philip Van Atter. We remember Van Atter. That's a familiar name, right? Well, remember the O.J. Simpson cases back in the 90s? Philip Van Atter was the detective who was the lead investigator in the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. So he apparently passed of lung cancer, they believe. We also said goodbye this weekend to Joe Paterno, who they say died of lung cancer. Joe Paterno, 85 years old, suffered a pelvic fracture recently, as well as a newly diagnosis of lung cancer. We believe it was probably farther along than we thought. And unfortunately, he passed away this weekend. All right, is there any good news? Let's see what this story is. Baby found playing with a dead mouse in her mouth at preschool. I'm sorry, guys. This is the news we got here. All right, a mother is absolutely in horror when her 8-month-old Alana Barba, who has been removed from the preschool, okay, in Newark, New Jersey, apparently she was sitting in a corner of the classroom, right, gnawing on something. And so teachers all thought it was a toy. But then when they got close up, they found that it was a dead mouse. Now, there is a chance a mouse was alive, and she killed it, gnawing on it, but they're hoping that the mouse was dead ahead of time. Preschool assistants used water and soap to wash her hands and mouth, but Alana's relatives say she should have been taken to the ER. Of course, there's germs, mice carry disease, yes. Now they say lately she's been vomiting, everything she's eating, she's throwing it back up. I'd say get her checked. Alana's mother was volunteering in another part of the child center and was called to the office. Oh, she must have been mad. The family claims that the center was obstructive in dealing with their complaint and would only hand over the incident report after the police intervened. They thought they were trying to cover it up. All right, but, all right, wow, wow. Yes, they do need visits from pest control, absolutely. All right, what's this story? Evicted 101-year-old Detroit woman can't go home. The federal government says a 101-year-old Detroit woman it promised would move her back into her foreclosed home 4 months ago can't return because the building is unsanitary and unsafe. Texana Hollis was evicted September 12th and her belongings placed outside after her 65-year-old son failed to pay property taxes linked to a reverse mortgage and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development foreclosed on the home. 2 days later, the department said she could return, but now HUD said it won't let her move back in because the house condition. She had lived there for about 60 years. So now she's like, here I am, 100 years old, and I don't have a home. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, my gosh. Gosh. I tell you, I know these stories have got to get, these stories have got to get better, but this one really makes me mad. All right. When the Occupy protesters, were occupying Manhattan and looks like they did this weekend. Yeah, they're still around. The Occupy protesters are still around. Right. Apparently one of them stole a multi-thousand dollar item from a church. And I have never heard a priest or reverend swear, and he did. He was mad. So apparently these Occupy protesters are camping out in church. Are they really camping out for the protest, or are they not paying their rent and they're evicted? I mean, come on. What are they doing? Well, apparently over the weekend, these Occupy protesters were there, and Reverend Bob Brashear, when he was getting ready for Sunday service, noticed that, let me get this right, sorry about that, parts of a bronze baptismal font were gone. All right, this is an 18-inch diameter bronze basin and lid are missing from the baptismal font's 800-pound base. Holy water straight from the River Jordan had been poured from the missing basin insert into the base's bowls. Now, 60 occupiers were there with sleeping bags between the pews the night before. So Reverend Brashear said and told him, and he was ticked. I'm not going to say what he said because he was cussing. But he said, I'll read the good quote. You have 24 hours to find it and come up with amends and to come up with a plan. I'm sorry, and it won't happen again. Will not work. So he is mad. I would be, too. I would be absolutely furious. And then a rabbi, Rabbi Chaim Gruber, said he has abandoned the Occupy Wall Street movement because he had seen that the Park Slope Church was desecrated on when an occupier peed inside the building and urine came in contact with a cross. You know, what are you guys doing out there? Don't start desecrating churches and don't start stealing. So I'm just extremely frustrated with people right now. Let's see if there's any good news when we come back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to be topping up the rest of this hour with some more medical highlights. We had a great, great conversation earlier this evening talking about this one study where if you actually fall asleep after sex, it may mean you're more into the relationship and more intimate, right, with the person, which is good because, you know, if you jump into your car and, you know, zoom off, that probably isn't the best thing to do. But it was kind of an interesting topic, so we talked about that. I kind of told you, you know, what you should, you know, say when you guys do pillow talk. And yes, you really need to do pillow talk. She likes pillow talk. So please feel free to go to the archives at gcnlive.com and go under listen, find me, and then you will be able to listen in on our archives. Okay. All right. So ABC News came out today with 5 ways poor dental care can make you sick. All right. Now, you know, we've talked about the heart many times, right? People with gum disease are twice as likely to suffer from heart disease than those that don't have periodontitis right? Periodontal disease could cause inflammation, infection, bacteria seeding to the heart, dangerous stuff, all right? But we also don't realize that they also found that poor oral health has been linked to increased risk of dementia. There was one study that followed 118 nuns between ages 75 and 98 and found that those with the fewest teeth were most likely to suffer dementia. So they think that maybe the bacteria could spread to the brain through cranial nerves that connect to the jaw or maybe through the bloodstream. But I think it's the next one. They found that people with diabetes are more likely to have periodontal disease. Why? Is it all the sugar they ate? Is it poor taking care of themselves? Maybe laziness? I don't know. But, you know, a lot of people that are lazy and don't take care of themselves get diabetes. But not all people with diabetes are lazy. There's many very healthy people that end up getting diabetes. But if we're talking about somebody who's an alcoholic, somebody who, you know, just is a couch potato, you know, eating crap all day, then they probably aren't going to do the most dental hygiene. So we see that those people may actually be more inclined to get diabetes, and people more inclined to get diabetes could actually get Alzheimer's. So that's why I think that could be the next one. All right. Just my guess. Okay, now, there's also been a link between poor dental health and difficulty getting pregnant. It looks like it takes an average of, I believe the statistic was like 7 months more for a woman with poor teeth than, it's 2 months longer than the average of 5 months that it took women without gum disease. Yeah, so 7 months. Good. Yeah, so it took over 7 months for women with gum disease to become pregnant. Now, we don't know what it has to do with the ovum or the zygote or sperm or, you know, lining of the uterus. Well, it probably won't have anything to do with the sperm because it's the teeth, you know, and on the woman's side. But still, they found that that was an issue. And then they also found that gum disease could increase your chance of getting respiratory infections like COPD, pneumonia. This is according to the Journal of Periodontology. Again, another good magazine to have on the back of your toilet seat, okay? They say the infections might be caused when bacteria from the mouth are inhaled into your lungs, possibly causing your airways to become inflamed. Remember, body doesn't like inflammation. You get infection when you're inflamed. You get heart attacks when you're inflamed. So what do they say? Well, they say to rinse your mouth, all right? Even if you use a mouthwash or water or something, all right, you decrease your gum disease by 60%. They say aim to rinse for about 30 seconds with a mouthwash that has microbial protection to fight plaque and gingivitis such as Listerine. I know some people are worried about Listerine with the alcohol content. If not, then at least swish and rinse with water. Just swish and rinse. They say floss first. You should floss before you brush your teeth rather than after. This way you can brush away the gook. That makes sense. Okay? I also recommend water picks. All right? You water pick because the water helps massage your muscle, get stuff out from under there because you're really, really spraying and getting that good spray. That helps. They also say make sure you get the right toothbrush. They say soft or extra soft bristles are best. Gum tissue can't make a callus. So if you use a medium or hard bristled toothbrush, it actually just scratches the tissue away and you lose the gum. So do soft brushes, okay? They also say you got to brush smart. You can't just brush your teeth for 2 seconds, spit, and be done. You need to brush at least a full 2 minutes. And also brush your tongue, the inside of the cheeks. Because remember, the reason why you're brushing your teeth is not because the teeth hold bacteria, but everything holds bacteria. Don't think it's just your teeth. It's everywhere. Okay, true, you can't get a cavity on the inside of your cheek, but that'll reintroduce the bacteria back on that tooth. So you got to clean it. If your kids don't know what 2 minutes are, have them do the happy birthday to you song or alphabet song, right? That could kind of maybe do it. And don't forget to replace your toothbrush every 3 months. So that's your teeth. You got to keep your teeth clean. Yeah, I've talked about teeth a lot. I just wish we got more dental in medical school. I really do. All right. So stem cells may aid vision in blind people. This is really cool. I didn't get a chance to talk about this in the previous hour. They say two legally blind women appeared to gain some vision after receiving an experimental treatment using embryonic stem cells. Scientists reported today. They say while embryonic stem cells were first isolated more than a decade ago, most of the research has been done in lab animals. So this is the first time they did use this in humans for vision. Okay, last summer, each patient was injected in one eye with cells derived from embryonic stem cells at the UCLA. One patient had the dry form of age-related macular degeneration, which is the most common form of blindness. Many of us, as we age, especially if you smoke, pay a risk for this. The other had a rare disorder known as Stargardt disease that causes serious vision loss. No cure for either eye problem. After 4 months of the injection with the stem cell, both showed some improvement in reading progressively small letters on an eye chart. All right, that is huge. You all have tried those eye charts, right? Now, I like to cheat. Okay, one line is F-E-L-O-P-Z-D. I have it memorized. F-E-L-O-P-Z-D. Because I was so afraid that when I was younger, I would, have to wear glasses all the time when I was driving. And if a cute cop pulled me over before I was married, I'd have to have my glasses on. I didn't want that. So I always wanted to pass a test without, without glasses. So I tried to memorize the eye chart. Now, of course, when you go to the DMV, they do not use the Snelling eye chart. They just throw random letters. So my F-E-L-O-P-Z-D actually got me in trouble, especially since they only gave me three letters. So I would not recommend you doing that. Okay, so both patients remain legally blind despite their improvements, but the fact that they had improvement, right, is pretty cool. Now, maybe the woman with macular degeneration, they said it could be psychological, but still, if they had improvement in reading, that's something. So this is going to be put in the, I believe, the findings are going to be published in Lancet, and we will see where this goes. I think it's pretty cool stuff. I did training. When I was at UCLA, I did my ophthalmic training at Jules Stein, probably one of the most fabulous eye institutions. And it was just amazing what we saw and amazing what they could do. Like, you know, some people suffer from something called retinal detachment. Now, in the back of your eye, you have the retina, which is where images are projected onto. And then the retinal cells transfer the image to the optic nerve, goes to the brain, etc. Not as it transfers the image, but transits nerve signals through the optic nerve to the brain, and then you're able to process what you're seeing. And when, God forbid, the retina detaches, you could go blind. You get these big, flashy lights. We need to spend an hour one day on eye alone. We need to do that. We've done that before. I've had an ophthalmologist on, but we've covered eye issues before in great detail. But just really quickly, if you ever get these flashing, lightning lights in your eye, you need to see an eye doctor right away, because that could be the back of the retina coming off, which is why you're getting all that kind of electricity type of image. And so what they do to help put it back is they inject your eye with some gas. And the gas bubble goes to the area. Of course, you have to put your head in a certain position and pushes the thin retina back against the back of the wall. I mean, that's where I first saw this. Now, they've been doing that mainstay now, you know, for years. But that was when I first saw it years ago, 15, 20 years ago, whatever. And amazing stuff what they could do. Absolutely amazing. Laser surgery, now LASIK, really, really cool stuff. So, I think we got some of the best medical centers, I mean, in the world here. I just hope nothing happens with Obamacare where they close down. We got some good stuff. All right, guys, end of the show. What a great 3 hours. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please call in with any medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all be safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.